This is Weekend Edition. Enbridge Energy, the owner of the oil pipeline crossing under the Mackinac Bridge, is changing its story again. Daniel Hells of the Detroit News says it's time for Michigan business to start asking the company some hard and loud questions and doing it soon.
Our Canadian friends at Enbridge Energy may have a Trump problem with their Line 5. You've heard about Line 5 by now. It's the pipeline that was laid in the mid-50s before the Mighty Mack connected the upper and lower peninsulas. Just a few months ago, tiny patches of coating were said to be worn off the pipeline. Now the company is telling the state and anyone else who cares, and in the Great Lakes state, a lot of people care, that there's more missing. This is the kind of rolling disclosure the Trump White House is elevating to high art. Who knew it could go international? Look, Michigan business leaders should start paying a lot closer attention to the missing coating caper. The stakes of failure, which Enbridge pegs to be about as likely as the new ice age, are far more than an environmental threat to the Great Lakes, 20% of the world's fresh water. A pipeline rupture at the heads of Lakes Huron and Michigan could have major implications for automakers and utilities, healthcare companies and airlines, agriculture, and pure Michigan tourism. It would impact the economy, affect property values, and once again tarnish Michigan's image. Over water, it fails to safeguard. Flint water crisis, anyone? Patrick Anderson, head of a prominent East Lansing consulting firm, says the state's business community needs to get serious about the risk a Line 5 failure poses to them. He says many of them simply haven't. The silence from business is deafening. And the state? Governor Rick Snyder's office pushed another statement this week saying the boss finds Enbridge's latest mea culpa, quote, deeply concerning. He says he's no longer satisfied with the operational activities and public information tactics of Enbridge. And state bureaucrats keep issuing statements unintentionally evoking Captain Renault and Casablanca. They're shocked, that Enbridge appears to be dribbling out facts in richly Trumpian fashion. This crowd in Lansing must make them quake north of the border. Enbridge is not a traditionally regulated Michigan utility. It's not so easily swayed by political pressure or embarrassed by hair-on-fire environmentalists. And all the while, the oil and natural gas products flow, customers are served, Enbridge collects revenue, and any reckoning gets deferred. Company officials say Enbridge should be more transparent with the state, presumably because their rolling disclosures are now too egregious to deny. They say they remain confident in the continued safe operation of Line 5. Of course they do, right up until they don't. The state and Enbridge can't afford to make a mistake. Saying the company is confident in the continued safe operation of Line 5 is not the same thing as proving it. That's why the state and business leaders should demand it. For all of us. I'm Daniel Howes of the Detroit News.